The Separation of Two Energies, by Krishna's Mercy.
Sarvayonishu Konte Murtaya Sambhavanti Yara Tasa Brahma Mehed Yonir Aham Bija Pradha Pita.
Quoth, it should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 14.4.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada gives this specific explanation for a noteworthy event. It is the one most dreaded by the mature human being, with the comparison to the ripened fruit. As there is no other fate than to fall for the fruit, the human being has this primary concern with the onset of maturity in thought.
Yatha falana pakvana nanyatra patnad bhayam. Evam narasya jatasya nanyatra marnad bhayam.
Quote, as a ripe fruit has no other fear than to fall, so a man who is born has no other fear than death. Lord Rama, Valmiki Ramayana, Ayodhya Kand, 105.17.
The event is death and the explanation is that two energies are separating. The superior and the inferior. They were joined together, in the association visible through the symptoms of a living being. This union took place at the time of birth. In reality, the event of birth is the first visible indication, outside of the use of special machinery. The union actually takes place within the womb. If the fetus were merely an unviable tissue mass, there would be no need to kill it or stop its further development in the modern-day procedure known as abortion. Why is it important to understand this separation? What is to be gained by viewing the event as separation instead of something else? This knowledge is actually everything. It is fulfillment of the potential for intelligence within the human species. Otherwise, we know of the advancements in other areas of knowledge. Ignoring the higher energy, we have so much insight into the inferior energy. How the sun works. How to predict the patterns of nature. How to deal with the collective forces, like tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, and the like. We also have a deeper understanding at the micro level. The atom, which is known as Paramanu in Sanskrit. The basic building block of matter. The various combinations of atoms. The different kinds of atoms. How to put elements together to create certain compounds, such as water, gas, fire, etc. But why should we ignore the higher energy? That energy is superior precisely because its presence is required in order to have life. Death is the departure of that individual spark of the higher energy. We have the same collection of elements remaining. The same lower energy is there. The scientist would deserve credit if they could revive a dead body. If they could find a way to bring back the higher energy. If they could restore the same identity, the same individual, after there has been separation. Otherwise, the process is like ignoring the large elephant in the room. It is like searching for car keys that we are already holding. We know the answer to a question, but since we don't like that answer, we desperately try to find another solution. There must be another way. Except there isn't. We have the authorized information from Bhagavad Gita. Not only is the spirit soul responsible for the presence of life, remaining steady throughout the changes to the body, but there is someone ultimately responsible for the life, to nature itself.
Dehino smin yatha dehe. Komaram yovnam zara. Tatha dehantar praptir. Dhiras tatra nam muhyati.
Quote, as the embodied soul continually passes, in this body, from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.13.
That original source provides something like a seed. That seed combines with the material nature to produce the life that we see around us. This is the birth process for the universe. The universe is itself a living being, when viewed at the macro level. The human being has intelligence. That intelligence is higher than in any other species. That intelligence should be utilized for studying the higher nature. That is the primary subject matter of the Vedanta culture, which flows in a descending manner, from the highest authority at the beginning of time as we know it down to the present day, safeguarded by the chosen representatives. In closing, can dead body revive? We're once again alive. Then real credit to give. Scientist is intelligent to live. But with proper education. Known as two energies separation. That Krishna providing original seed. From spirit only life to proceed.